Hey, Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
How's it going? It's a hot one out there today.
It is, and this is an emergency episode.
Emergency recording.
Emergency recording.
We have to get something out there. There's so much important information.
Yeah, we have to tell. Well, I mean, I feel like a very important journalist. You know, we had a lot of information coming at us, and we were like, you know what? We have to get on this.
Breaking news. A couple of things before we start off. I will say that I did confirm that that handsome gentleman that looks like Oliver Hudson is, in fact, Oliver Hudson. He's not in this new trailer, but I did read that he's in it. So I was like, all right, I'm not crazy. That is who that is. I also feel like your question last time of like, what is a teaser versus a trailer is sort of answered by the contrast to this actual trailer.
Yes. Yes. A teaser is like a trailer to a trailer.
Almost. Yeah. It's like, here are just some little things and a couple of quotes. But I do feel like we get a better sense of what we're going to see with this.
100%.
Yeah. So we start out with Carrie with some, it looks like some very ornate hair.
Yeah. I guess I wasn't paying that much attention to the hair because I was like, the bird.
It's the bird. She's unboxing the bird.
Yeah, and it's saying you don't move on because you're ready to.
Right, you move on because you've outgrown who you used to be.
And so, but what I find interesting about this is that she's unboxing the bird from the first wedding. And it's like, I hope that she's moved on from that because she then went and remarried him and then he died.
Yeah.
So I hope at least she moved on from that first wedding or else there was a lot of resentment in that marriage.
Yeah, I suppose we've established that Carrie is someone who keeps everything, but I was a little bit like, you still have the bird. Wow.
I mean, I probably would have kept that. That was a great bird.
And we do get some Che right away.
Yes.
There's a little more Che happening in this one.
A little more Che. We get Che and Miranda, Harry and Charlotte, Seema and...
Who knows? Yeah,
who
mystery
knows?
Guy. And I don't know who this actor is. I couldn't even look him up. So we'll see as we get along with it. We do have Carrie having repurposed her kitchen. And of course, that means we have to break out the old stove line.
Well, and also that, but before that, you're confirmed right again, because we get a solo Naya before we get like LTW strutting out of her or strutting into her bedroom to her husband. We get a solo Naya moment.
And Carrie poaching an egg. I guess that's...
Yeah, Carrie is cooking. And then it cuts to her like... walking in her apartment, which is the old apartment. And what's interesting is the line that's happening in this moment is the voiceover is life is too short not to try something new. But what's happening in this moment is Carrie is walking into her old apartment, throwing her keys on what would be the clown table, but there's no clown. And she's carrying like 8 bags of shoes from Bergdorf Goodman as if like this is something she's never done before.
I
just like that was their choice of language. And it also answers my question from the teaser. She was not gifted those shoes as an influencer. She bought those.
Yeah, she's doing this new thing where she spends a lot of money on shoes and clothes, I guess. I mean, good
right.
for trying something new.
I mean, maybe they meant like literally trying on a new pair of shoes.
Sure.
Like something. But I just thought that was funny.
Yeah, and she got through that whole year. And we have Charlotte saying that they're also proud of someone. We assume that she's talking to Carrie, but I will say the cuts make me feel like we're not really seeing what's... Because it sort of cuts to Miranda, who then sort of looks over at Carrie, but Carrie's also looking away. So it is always funny how they try to make things seem a certain way in teasers and trailers, and then you watch the show and you're like, oh, those were two different episodes.
Right, you're right, because I completely forgot that. I mean, obviously Miranda and Che means that Miranda and Steve, like, there's something there too that Miranda could have gotten through this whole first year.
So very curious to see where this all really leads. And we sort of, you know, Miranda says that she's on the precipice of something either stupid or liberating.
Yeah, and she's in an amazing striped halter maxi dress. I really like that dress.
Okay. And then she like find a crab? I don't know what she's doing when she like finds a crab.
I think
it
looks like her picnic basket for the beach, and she finds a crab in there. And then, you know, it cuts to her saying to Che, I'm pretty sure, I don't know who you are.
And I wrote, I don't know who you are, presumably from Miranda to Che. And I just wrote, so true.
Yeah.
Because we also, you know, we had little cuts in there of more Che and Che loudly playing video games with friends. And, I, you know, is there something you're not telling me? And I think that, I don't know, if I'm going to guess, I'm going to just imagine that, like, they didn't really know each other.
They didn't know each other.
Together.
And there was a lot of Che not wanting to be tied down.
Correct.
Maybe a little bit of non-monogamy happening there.
Yes.
And I think especially as Miranda in her first relationship, not with a cis man, like in her first queer relationship, she may not be ready for someone who's ready for non-monogamy. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like she wants to try this. I don't know. I'm making
well,
up my own
yeah.
stories.
No, I think that you're absolutely right. I think that there's a certain amount of something new. We've talked about this on other episodes. Like, something new always feels exciting. Like, mm-hmm. something new, of course, sparks that thing inside of you of like, oh, this is a new thing. But A, new things don't stay new forever. Mm-hmm. They eventually become
old.
Just your life. Yeah. And also, there's always going to be something new. And I'm not discouraging people from trying something new. But, you know, I don't think we talked about this when we were examining the episodes before. And I don't know if I can make this point as elegantly as I want. But there's all this stuff with Miranda saying, like, I'm allowed to try something new. I'm allowed to do something new. I'm allowed to make choices. And I guess the rebuttal that I never really gave to that is that while I think that is true, and I don't think that there's anything that should keep you from pursuing happiness, you do have to examine your life differently when you've attached yourself to another human being and you have a child. And once again, if it's truly the place you can only go to find happiness, I don't say, like, stay miserable in your situation, but I don't know if we really talked about that as much. Of, like, you do make choices in life that are honestly supposed to make it harder for you to drop everything and completely change your life.
Well, and also on the other side of that is you can try something new and you deserve to do something new, but also understand that for Che, this isn't something new. So you can't expect everyone around you to have the same response to everything that you do or want to right. do everything the same way you do.
And once again, not discouraging people from trying something new.
No,
but trying
not at
something
all.
New doesn't mean that it all works out.
Yeah, and trying something new doesn't mean that there's never bad things that happen. And, like, especially when there's other people involved, that there's going to be hurt people in the equation, and it doesn't mean you're wrong, but it also doesn't mean that those people are wrong for being hurt. You know, these situations are really hard on everyone. So I'm not saying she doesn't. Yeah, I think what you're saying is, like, it's not that I don't support her in doing these things. It's just also understanding that there's a lot of other people involved in these situations.
Right. Everything is not about you.
Miranda.
So then we get to Victor Garber. Victor Garber wants Charlotte to come work for him.
I'm assuming it's an art thing.
That's what I'm imagining as well, that it's something in the art world.
How did you know immediately it was Victor Garber? How many times have you seen Annie?
I'm going to recognize Victor Garber. He's Victor Garber.
I know, but I didn't. Well, that's not shocking, is it?
And then, yeah, Charlotte gets wasted and throws her phone into some ice.
Yeah, we did some shots, which I kind of just thought, I loved that, like, that shot of Harry and Rock and Lily just standing there, like, I'm making confused owl face.
It's perfect for this medium of podcasting.
Yeah.
And, you know, Seema says that she's going to take Carrie to a place to meet single men. And, I do think it's fun that we're now starting to get new mixes of the ladies. Like, we have Seema with Naya. We have mm-hmm. Naya with Carrie. I don't know where they are. I think I'll be curious to see where this takes us of, like, there's, like, the perfect place to meet single men.
Well, I think that the writers and creators really listen to people's critiques of the first season. That was like, okay, it's Sex in the City, but nobody's single or there's no sex. And so they're like, all right, well, we have to make a new group of, like, single ladies on the prowl. And then we get more Scotland.
Oh, yeah. Basically the star of the show. We have a lot more footage of whatever this party is that they're at.
Yeah, the Halloween gathering.
I can't believe you didn't say Hulu. You said Halloween like 800 times.
I know.
Podcast.
That's why I didn't say it this time. When I listened to that episode, I was like, how many more times can I say Halloween? So I'm specifically not saying Halloween. Halloween.
She can't not say it. It's impossible.
Yeah.
And, you know, Naya's really getting into these one night stands. It's a funny moment. I like the funny moment of her kind of like being wild and crazy, and then her students walk by.
Mm-hmm.
And we get some really rapid shots.
Yes.
Now we're back into teaser mode of dinners and parties.
Drama.
And we have Franklin in Carrie's bed. We have Brady. We have Steve. We have Carrie in the snow in an enormous dress.
Yeah.
We see Che at the comedy store.
I said the voiceovers, we are all blissfully unaware of when our lives are about to change. And I wrote Brady hug. Steve in the doorway.
Yeah.
Carrie in that California King Comforter ensemble. Yeah. Seasons. Because I was like, we have seasons.
I know.
Like, we have a distinct season.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
I mean, I hope it's winter. If it's not, Carrie is really overdressed.
Or we're just really getting into the climate change happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, comedy concert.
Yeah, comedy concert. It seems like we have a terse exchange between Lisa and Herbert of him saying, do you, and her saying, yes, I will. And I don't know. I'm once again curious to see what the actual setting of that conversation is going to be.
It could be a very stern vow renewal.
Could be.
Do you? Yes, I will. We also, in that like flash of moments, we see that Lizette is back and Anthony is in a room that looks like it has like fashion designs. And I was wondering if Carrie has kind of like Lizette, we've seen her twice. And with these drawings, I'm just wondering if like Carrie and Lizette are going to like co-design a collection of some sort. And that's why Anthony's there. That's why there's those designs in the back. We also see Miranda at some point at what looks like it might be an airport even, because she's standing outside. And I know sometimes in like warmer places you can get on a plane outside, or you can, I don't know, it just looked like she might be at some sort of airport thing. And then another thing that's really dumb, but I have to say this, is whenever I walk by apartments, like the brownstone looking apartments, even like my own apartment, Carrie's apartment, where there's like those 5 stairs or 6 stairs going up to the apartment, whenever I'm with my boyfriend and I talk about like, oh, I love that building, he's like, yeah, but the stairs. And I'm like, well, there could be an elevator inside. He's like, doesn't matter. Like, when you're carrying something really heavy, you're going to be mad that you spent all your money on an apartment with those stairs. And I'm like, I don't think I will. And when I was watching Carrie walk down the street, there's a man in the background carrying a bike up like 5 stairs. And I immediately was like, wow, that sucks. Like, he's got those 5 stairs to walk up. That's all. I just had to say that because I had a change of heart too.
No, I think that though, when I look at apartments, yeah. I think like, oh, the stairs.
Yeah.
And then we get to the email. Did you pause and write down what you could read of this email?
Yeah, I did. But then I was like, it's pretty boring. It's a typical Carrie email where she probably didn't know what to write for the subject. So she made the subject the same thing as the first line, which is, hey,
yeah,
stranger.
It's hey, stranger, ellipses. And then it's hey, stranger, ellipses. And you know me, I am a fan of an ellipses.
Yeah. Oh, I love an ellipses. And I think like she just goes on to say, if this is your email, it's me, Carrie. I've been thinking about you. And then part of it cuts out. And I'm assuming she'd say, I'd like to hear from you.
Yeah. So what you can actually see is, remember me? If, in all caps, this is your email, still your email, it's me, dash, Carrie, was just thin. And I'm, yeah, probably goes on to say like that. Comes back with the other day, dash, and wondering how you were doing. So how you do? And then we miss a little bit and then come back just to hear from you.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I took the time.
It really sounds, though, like Carrie / SJP writing that. It also sounds like someone of that age writing an email. So I'm wondering if they just said, I want you to write this how you would write this.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot that's been sort of guessed about of what's going to be their relationship. And I can imagine it just being a thing of like, this was someone who was once very important in her life. And, you know, I think as you get older, you do sort of reassess of like, I wonder what this person is doing. I don't think this has to lead anywhere romantic. I won't be mad if it does, but I imagine it's more of just like a check-in. You know, they're at the restaurant and him just, you know, he says, sitting here with you, it's like 10 years just, you know, and it's this idea of reconnecting with someone from your past.
Yeah. And I think that is true. I think like when you share a lot of time with a person romantically or a friendship, and then you like sit back down with them after a longer period of time, it does always feel like no time has passed because you know these people. So you can like immediately get right back into the rhythm of speech and the inside jokes. And
yeah. So that's kind of it. That leads us to the end of the trailer.
But one thing they did leave out, which we'll talk about right now.
Well, so that's the big news, I guess. You know, it was funny. It was just yesterday. I was sitting in the park and I kind of like glanced at my phone and the headline popped up and I was honestly like, this cannot be real. Like there's no way
screamed.
That this is a true story. I clutched my own leg. No, I don't think that I think I but I definitely like sent a couple of texts out of being like, holy bleep, is this real? That, you know, here we go. Kim Cattrall is set to make some kind of appearance.
Yeah, I was working and I looked down at my phone at some point, but not while I was on the clock. If anyone who is in charge of me at work is listening. And I noticed that I had like 35 notifications of sorts, and I immediately saw that someone was not dead. The last time this happened, it was when a mutual friend of ours decided to elope. But I looked down and I was like, okay. And then everyone was saying to me, like, you guys must be frantic right now trying to figure out what to do. And I was like, yeah, I'm kind of in the weeds at work, but yeah, we figured it out.
So, I mean, from all that we've that I've been able to read, at least, it seems like it's really just a cameo. It seems like, I guess, that she's not in a room with any of the other actors.
Yeah, it's what we found out is it's a phone call that's going to happen at the finale. What I love, which I thought was like a major boss move on Samantha's part, is it says that Patricia Field, who is not working on this season of And Just Like That, did style Samantha for her scene, which is like a real musical theater. I'm bringing my own accompanist to the audition moment.
Yeah, for sure. But it makes me wonder if it's going to be like a thing where it's a phone conversation between Samantha and Carrie, and that at the last minute we're going to flash and see where Samantha is.
Yeah. Oh, that would be cool, because it is a phone conversation between Samantha and Carrie. And now there is hope. There is some hope that maybe for season three, who knows, you know, things. SJP could write an email to Kim Cattrall saying, hey, stranger, dot, dot, dot.
Hey, stranger, dot, dot, dot. Yeah, you know, I not recently put forth that I don't think there's a world in which Kim Cattrall ever comes back to this series. And I feel like even Sarah Jessica was kind of like, we're past that now. Like, we're not living in a world where that's a possibility. And, you know, I guess this is maybe a lesson in, like, there's always a chance. There's always the possibility. You know, I'm curious as to who leaked it. Like, I'm wondering if either they were like, let's go ahead and get this information out there, or if Michael Patrick King is like screaming at someone right now.
I mean, the fact that, yeah, I mean, And Just Like That's official page shared it too.
Oh, like, did they? Okay.
They shared the New York Post article. Now, I'm not saying they leaked it,
right?
Because part of me thinks that if they would have leaked it, they would have leaked it at the end of this trailer.
Sure.
You know, it would have been like,
Can you imagine right, if this trailer had just ended with, like,
hello,
Kim Cattrall being like, I'll see you real soon.
Yeah. Like, that would have, like, blown minds, which is why I don't think that it was leaked. I just think maybe they have a really great social media PR team that's like, you know what?
People are going to watch it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because I don't know. Maybe this was all part of it too. But yeah, they did share it on their official account.
Because then there's some misinformation that has happened. Because Michael Patrick King, upon being asked, like, have you even spoken to Kim Cattrall? And this was after they'd finished filming everything, said that he had not. And I'm imagining this means that he actually had spoken with her.
Yeah. But also, who knows? Because it wasn't officially leaked. Or we're assuming it wasn't officially leaked. And if that's the case, then maybe there's more than just a final episode, one scene conversation where she wasn't, you know, in the room with people.
Yeah, I'll be very curious. I mean, that's definitely, you know, couldn't help but wonder, like,
right,
how is that going to work? And would there have to be some kind of apology? Would there have to be some kind of, I would imagine there would have to be some kind of conversation between her and Sarah Jessica. I don't know. I mean, she said some pretty horrible things.
Kim Cattrall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Curious.
She said them in response to things that were done, though, to her, she says.
She says.
Yeah.
But, like, the mean thing that she said was in response to Sarah Jessica Parker being like, I hope you're okay in this time, you know?
Right.
And her response was pretty vicious to what was essentially a pretty nice message.
We are not choosing sides here.
We're not choosing sides.
No.
We're on the side we've always been, which is the show.
And Rosie O'Donnell. Sorry, I had
and
to
Rosie
say that
O'Donnell.
Because Mike's Rosie O'Donnell doll is just staring at me right now.
Just right there behind me.
Yeah.
So I think that's about it. Anything else you wanted to mention?
Just another plug for Somebody Somewhere. So while you're waiting for this to air on HBO Max, watch Somebody Somewhere. I'm telling you, it is like the most moved I have felt by a season of TV in a very long time.
It feels, you know, it's hard in situations like this to not just sound like hyperbolic, but like, I truly cannot think of the last time that a show affected me the way that this show has affected me. It is so beautiful, so well put together, so beautifully acted. You know, there are people that complain like, oh, there's not much happens. And I'm like, well, it's life. Like,
yeah,
life happens in it. And it's just people sort of like living their lives and trying to do the right thing and messing up. And, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I love it. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Yeah, I just like think of it as a really quiet show about people trying to be good people.
Yes.
And that's all it is. And it's also hilarious at times.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So that's all.
Sweet. Check out Somebody Somewhere Waiting for the new season of And Just Like That.
And I guess I just couldn't help but wonder, why do I do this, man? Every time. I'm like, I couldn't help, and I can't think of it. Yeah, I guess I couldn't help but wonder if this is all we're going to see of Samantha or hear of Samantha, or if there will be more. And I'm so glad Steve is back. I was actually pretty nervous about no more Steve. Yeah, that's all I got.
Super excited. And we'll be back with at least one more thing before the season starts. Whatever that thing is, we will be back with one more thing. So
one more thing, and we have our big announcement to make too, but Kim Cattrall just...
She kind of stole our thunder. Yeah. So we're gonna let her have this one.
Yeah. We'll let her have this one. We don't want to take anything away from her.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye. Bye.
For more information, like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at We Couldn't Help But Wonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBW Podcast. And don't forget to check out my new podcast with Vanya Arslanian, Mike and Vanya Can't Not. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. We would love if you would share this podcast with someone, put up a link or tell a friend, take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review there. Most importantly, stay safe, and let's all take care of each other. We'll be back soon.
Just because we've seen Lizette twice.
That's my fault. I called her Yvette earlier. I'm going to take responsibility for that one. I think that Elise just wanted to tell everyone that she has a boyfriend.
No, I don't think I did. You can even edit it out. No, don't do it, because now he says feelings will be hurt.